Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Big Blue Groove Giants podcast, episode 32. We are creeping closer to the draft, and we're going to be talking all things New York Giants, of course, once again. We're going to be talking about some of the biggest needs we need heading into the draft as we continue throughout free agency and into the regular season. Brother Joe, how the hell are you this morning?
Morning, Sean. I'm pretty good. Biggest update this week is the earthquake that just occurred about 20 minutes ago. To sort of wrap my head around that, I luckily missed it. I was taking a shower. I got out of the shower. My mom was like, "Did you hear the earthquake or feel the earthquake?" And I was like, "I'm sorry, the what now?" but apparently 5.5 magnitude apparently originated out in West Jersey. So, you know, that'll put a little hair on your chest to start Friday morning. but besides that, all good, man. All good. I had a good week this week. Not a ton going on in terms of specifically the Giants this week, pretty quiet. The one big piece of NFL news we do get this week is Stephon Diggs is on the move. Traded from the Buffalo Bills to the Houston Texans for a second rounder. The Bills also had to send fifth and sixth round picks to the Texans to take on Bills' contract. So that was the biggest news this week. Obviously, Stephon Diggs, you know, six straight years of 1,000 yards plus receiving. Big move for the Texans, who are now deep at wide receiver.
Yep.
But yeah, all besides that, pretty quiet on the Giants front this week. How are you feeling about that Stephon Diggs trade?
Honestly, like, I'm just going to throw this out here. So, I don't know if like people are like big into this in sports. Maybe it's just me. In certain leagues, I have like second favorite teams and like third favorite teams. Now, don't be confused. I love the New York Giants. They will always be at the top. The Giants are always my number.
Where are you going with this right now?
There are teams that I do like. I've always liked the Green Bay Packers, for example. I've always liked them.
Okay.
I do like the Houston Texans, though. I like when they do well, I'm like, that's nice. Like, I kind of like when Houston's good. Now, they haven't been very good. I love J.J. Watt. J.J. Watt's a big reason to why I like the Texans. Okay. Houston looks good, though, dude. I like this move for them. I like Stephon Diggs, the athlete. I don't like Stephon Diggs, the human. He's a great athlete, but I think he's not a great teammate. I don't like the beef he's had with Josh Allen. I honestly, quite frankly, like, think a lot of it was just overblown, and a lot of it was just him just being a dick. You know, particularly comments were made from his brother talking about how Stephon Diggs made Josh Allen. Not really sure I'm going to go there. But I do like the move for the Texans, and I do like the move for the Bills. Everybody's like, oh, who's Josh Allen going to throw the ball to? The Bills will respond. They're going to get a receiver. Josh Allen, I think, is incredible. Like, I do think the Bills are still going to be running, like, you know, for that division. But I do like this move for the Texans, man. I do. Like, they're improving significantly. They're going to be, like, they were a playoff team last year. I think that they are legitimate contenders in the AFC. I'm not saying they're going to win the Super Bowl, but they will certainly be in that conversation for, like, the division, the AFC championship. Like, they will definitely be in that mix.
Yeah, I couldn't agree more. To me, this is one of those deals that kind of just made sense for both sides. I was a little bit surprised that the Bills had to actually send picks over. I kind of thought like a Diggs for a two straight up swap kind of made sense. Obviously, he had that huge contract that needed to be reworked once he got to Houston, so I'm sure that played a part into it. I think it also goes to show you that the Bills are probably at least – supported in their assessment that Stephon Diggs might be on the decline. You know, if the rest of the league doesn't see him as worth the money that he's being paid, and, you know, to only have to give up a two and get back two picks plus him in return, I think that speaks a lot to the lack of market for him. And the fact that he's probably has seen his best days. But that being said, I mean, to go from being the true number one guy to being maybe, I guess he'll take over wide receiver three, but I mean, Noah Brown is a legit wide receiver three for the Texans. So, like, you know, you'll have Tank Dell, Nico Collins, Diggs, and Brown now. You know, that, I mean, he is overqualified for that role for sure. I'm sure you'll see the Texans in a lot of 11 personnel this year with Diggs as wide receiver three. It's going to be scary season for Houston. For Buffalo, I mean, you had to do it. You really did. You know, it was just this window. Not that their window is closing from a contention perspective, but contract-wise, it just wasn't going to add up anymore. He's on the decline. Better to get something for him now, sort of begin to, you know, retool around Josh Allen. So I think it was one of those things that just it just made sense. Another year and the Buffalo would have gotten maybe a sixth for him, you know. So better just pull trigger now, especially with this very deep wide receiver class coming out this draft. I mean, you could get first round talent in the second round this
Oh,
year.
yeah.
You know, makes sense for both sides. Happy that the Giants did not explore. I mean, maybe they explored it. Happy that the Giants did not pursue this avenue. Just going to throw that out there. It wouldn't have made sense. So I'm glad that the Giants did not dance that dance.
100%. I was just going to say that. Like, yes, we need a receiver. Well, we're going to talk more about some of our needs as this episode goes on. I'm glad we didn't, and I'm sure we checked in, right? A responsible GM is going to check in on everybody, right?
Oh, for sure.
It would be malpractice if Joe Shane like didn't pick up the phone. But I'm happy we didn't go down the Stephon Diggs road. One, we're not there yet. We're not there to make like that one free agent signing, right? That's going to get us over the hump. And two, I don't want him. I don't want him. Like I said, I'm not a fan of the player. He talks a big game. He's talented. I'm not trying to take anything away from him. His physical ability is all there. Mentally, though, I think him and Josh Allen beefed a lot. I think it was they really tried their best to keep it out of the media, but it got into the media's eyes and hands. And after that play, right, that 70-yard bomb against the Chiefs in the AFC Championship game, or was that the AFC Championship game or the playoff game?
The divisional.
Stephon Diggs got to make that play. He just has to make that catch. That was a beautiful ball by Josh Allen down the sideline in the fourth quarter. Huge game. He didn't make that catch. So to your point, maybe Buffalo is just like, you know what? The time has come. We got to move him now to maximize what we're going to get in return. And I think, too, like you said, it's a good pick for the Texans, man. It was a good trade all around because he's not going to be asked to be that wide receiver one where, you know, he could fit in and easily be a two or three. So it's a good move by both teams. I am super glad the Giants did not go down that road. We certainly have a need at wide receiver. Let's get into some of those needs, man. We are now in April. Crazy enough. We're in April.
Yeah, isn't that crazy? Yeah,
dude, it's nuts, man. Q2 of the year for everybody out there.
Q2.
Q2.
Yep, Q2.
And with April comes the draft. And this is a very, very important draft for the New York Giants. We are picking six. We have a premium pick. There are rumors going around about quarterback, receiver, offensive lineman. Are we trading up? Or are we trading back? So this is going to be an awesome, awesome month for the New York Giants. Fun fact for everybody listening, Joe and I will be doing an in-person episode the night of the draft. So keep, you know, stay tuned for that. But going into this draft, Joe, what would you say? And again, we're not going to get all of these needs accomplished in the draft. We're just not. We have six picks. But what would you say is the five biggest needs for the New York Giants heading into the draft?
So do you want me to go 5-1 or 1-5?
Let's go one first. Most
one.
Important.
What well, most important first?
Most important. Hit me with what you got.
You're going to disagree with me on this point, and okay. I don't think it's where the Giants are going to go in the first round. But I think the Giants' biggest need is in the secondary right now.
Interesting.
If you want me to be more specific, I would actually say corner. But I think if we're just going to talk like position groupings, I would say the secondary.
Gotcha.
So here's my thing. I understand the Giants have a lot of needs, and so secondary might not immediately jump out as the biggest one. But I think the Giants, and especially if we're talking secondary compared to wide receiver, which is the most commonly selected position for the Giants in mock drafts right now, the Giants do have talent at wide receiver, right? They just don't have, like, that guy, right? Jalin Hyatt's a young pick they're high on. Wan'Dale Robinson is a pick, I mean, a guy who's they're high on and is starting to show that he could really be a legit wide receiver. Isaiah Hodgins is back. Darius Slayton is an underappreciated wide receiver. So, like, there's talent there. There's just not, like, that next level talent, right? The secondary, to me, is almost completely question marks. Deontay Banks obviously had a pretty good rookie year. You know, hopefully he'll grow into that cornerback one role. But, you know, you're not 100% sure on that yet. There's not that proven track record of consistent success, right? Behind him, it's all question marks. I mean, at safety, you know, Jason Pinnock is a guy who fit what Wink Martindale wanted. You know, he's a decent player. Can he be a true starter? We're not 100% sure. Dane Belton is a guy who the Giants took a couple of years ago. He was hurt for a while. He's played sparingly last year. Behind them, it's Tre'Davious Owens and Jalen Mills at safety. Neither one of those guys really inspiring a ton of confidence. And behind Banks at corner, you know, we got Cordell Flott, Trey Hawkins, Darnay Holmes, Aaron Robinson. again, none of those guys, you know, productive role players, but not necessarily guys who you're like, okay, like he could really necessarily be cornerback two, or yep. even as played consistently in the slot. You know, Flott and Holmes took a lot of turns playing in the slot the last couple of years. I just think the Giants need more proven commodities in the secondary, somebody that you can look at and say, okay, like this guy we don't have to worry about. To me, the secondary is the area where the Giants just have the most question marks about right now.
Yep, 100%. I mean, it's on my list. I you're right. I wouldn't put it at one for me, but it's definitely on my list. I put cornerback and secondary or cornerback and safety on my list as four and five for me. So I have that as four and five. I've kind of combined that. I definitely think it's a need. 100% agree with you. I like Deontay Banks. I think he showed some really good things. He obviously made some rookie mistakes. He's a rookie. Yeah. Cornerback is not an easy position to play, but I do feel good about him. But to your point, he's the only one I feel good about. There's just so many question marks in that secondary, losing Xavier McKinney. So 100% a need. I am going to go with our number one issue or our number one need, offensive line. I am sick and tired of talking about the offensive line. And here we're going to say the same thing. I understand we added in free agency. I understand that. But every year we've brought in guys and they haven't worked out. Every year we go in to the season saying, this is the year the offensive line is going to click. This is the year we brought this guy in, where we drafted this person and it hasn't clicked. Last year, our offensive line, there were moments in games that our offensive line did not give us the ability to compete. Just didn't. Our offensive line was so bad that we set a record for most sacks in a year. So I understand for all those people listening saying like, dude, we signed a bunch of people in free agency. The offensive line is going to be fine. I'm sick and tired of hearing it. Let's go out and do it. Like, if we get to, you know, December and the offensive line's played great, awesome. But we haven't gotten there yet. And the offensive line has been an issue for a decade. It is the most important position, as I lump all of them together, is the most important position in sports. The offensive line needs to be fixed once and for all. So I hope these free agent signings come in. They do well, but we're not there yet. And until I see it, it is still going to be the number one need for us, because I don't care who's playing quarterback. I don't care who's playing wide receiver. I don't care if you have 10 Saquon Barkley's in the backfield. If you don't have an offensive line, you will not be successful, period, stop. So the offensive line is my number one need. And until it's actually fixed and I can see it week to week, I'll still be bitching about it.
That's fair. That's fair. I would agree. So I guess it depends on how you define need, because I would say that the offensive line is probably the area that I'm the most concerned about. But if I'm thinking about where I want the Giants to head in terms of the draft upcoming, then I have offensive line personally at five. Okay. Because I wouldn't want to see the Giants spend high-end draft capital on their offensive line this upcoming draft. I would not be surprised if they take a lineman, particularly an interior offensive lineman, but I would not want to see them spend like a first-round pick on a lineman, but because to me, they've already spent a lot of resources in free agency on linemen. You know, we brought in the tackle guard from the Raiders, brought in John Runyon from the Packers. They signed two offensive linemen as depth, one of whom started like 13 games last year. So to me, at this point, the draft is now the opportunity to address areas that haven't gotten as much attention. And to me, that number one is secondary. But if we're looking at it as what am I the most concerned about, I think maybe it's just trauma at this point. But I think I agree with you. It has to be the offensive line, because the offensive line has been – probably the worst in football for the last 10 years. So yeah. I'm with you there 100%. I just think that at this point, resources need to be dedicated to other areas, because the offensive line at least has been addressed. Has it been addressed correctly? TBD. But they have tried so far.
Yeah, I agree. I definitely think, though, one of our top two picks, our pick one or pick two, have to be spent on a tackle. Or a guard, for instance, and anybody in the offensive line. I have concerns on the right side. I do. I still put it as a need, though, because I don't know if the guys we brought in are going to work out. Evan Neal comes to mind. We still need another guard. Like, so I'm going to put it as a need. And dude, if we went Joe Altman, like, I'd love it. I'd be completely.
Yeah, our whole disagreement here stems from our differing perspectives on Evan Neal. You hate Evan Neal.
I said it on another episode. Evan Neal and I have broken up.
Yeah, you are already, yeah.
I have seen enough.
Has sailed with you.
I have seen enough from Evan Neal. I've seen it. So
that honestly
more,
is the
you're
biggest
more of a patient guy than I am. You're more patient.
I try to be. I try to be.
Someone has to, honestly.
Listen, we got to balance each other out somehow, you know? I am naively optimistic. Until the world actually blows up, I will be convinced that there's a way that we can fix anything. And so, especially when it comes to people, like you'd actually have to like stab me in the heart for me to not believe in you anymore. You know what I mean? So like Evan Neal, like I have his back. For better or worse, I might be a fool, but I have his back. So
one of your great qualities.
Thank you.
Is your patience. All right, enough about you. Number two, who do you got as the second biggest need for the New York Giants?
Okay, so to me, this one has to be wide receiver. You know, I obviously just talked about how, like, why I didn't put it first. To me, though, it's still certainly second. Those guys I talked about before, again, a lot of guys either with potential or who, like, have had some range of success, but they are certainly still lacking in that high-end talent. I think that regardless of who's playing quarterback this year, they need to have somebody who can just consistently get open, get separation, make game-changing types of plays, right? Like, you need somebody who's going to take a 7-yard slant, take it to the house. You need somebody who's going to beat man coverage on third and long. You need somebody who's going to make spectacular plays, make tough catches. And I think that the Giants, the whole Giants offense would be changed if they truly had that, like, number one go-to receiver. So to me, it has to be there. You know, quarterback, at least that there is – hope for Daniel Jones, or maybe not hope for Daniel Jones, but at least like you know that there is somebody there who is worth trying. At wide receiver, there's nobody on the roster who you could look at and say maybe he'll grow into wide receiver one.
Yeah.
Like to me, Wan'Dale Robinson is a great starting slot. Jalin Hyatt could probably be a very productive number two. I think Darius Slayton is more of a two. They need a one. And so wide receiver, especially with the crop of guys coming out this year, I mean, Romo Odunze, Neighbors, and Marvin Harrison would all be wide receiver one as a prospect in, like, most drafts. So I really think that that has to be the second biggest need for the Giants right now.
Yeah, I mean, 100%, dude. I do agree that is a massive, massive need. I'm going to actually go, though, with number two. I'm going to go quarterback. I don't like the uneasy feeling of not having our guy. I don't like that. It's the elephant in the room, right? Daniel Jones is back. I mean, I say he's back, but like, I don't know that for sure. Like, I don't know how he's trending, right? Like, I see a report that it's going well. Does that mean it's well enough to start week one? Is he going to be back by the preseason? Like, when is Daniel Jones back? One, I think we've come to terms with the fact that Daniel Jones is probably not our guy, right? He's not the long-term solution.
Right.
He can't stay on the field. You know, he's been inconsistent, right? A lot has played on it. I'm not gonna throw it all on him, but I don't like not having our quarterback because it's obviously an extremely important position. So I don't think it's gonna get addressed this year, although I would love a guy like, you know, Jaden Daniels or Caleb Williams, right? Or, you know, I've even seen some mock drafts of us trading up for Drake May. I don't think it's gonna happen, but I'm gonna put quarterback at number two. We definitely need a guy, right? Teams that don't have a guy, don't have a quarterback, are just not successful. So I'm okay with Daniel Jones and Drew Lock holding it down, but that's a temporary solution, man. That's just a Band-Aid. So we need to get our guy. And so I'm going to put that at two.
Yeah, I do agree. I mean, for that reason, I have quarterback at three. I'm just thinking in terms of like competing this year, I think wide receiver is more important because Daniel Jones will be back and at least you have a shot at him being competitive this year. I do think longer term quarterback is obviously a bigger need. I just think for this year specifically, they can roll there. It's a better gamble on seeing if Daniel Jones can be healthy and competitive than it is taking a quarterback and then having him having no one to throw to. It might be a better long-term thing, which would make sense, but I just mean that there will be less competitive this year right now if they don't get a wide receiver in that room.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I think, well, so we flip-flop. So I have wide receiver three.
There you go. Yeah,
no, we flip flop. I mean, to all the points you mentioned, honestly, too, I think that's where they're going. I've said that. Like, I really think the Giants are going to get that wide receiver one. You've talked about it. It is a wide receiver stack draft. The guy I want, I said it to, is Malik Nabers. I actually like have been watching so much film this week, particularly on Marvin Harrison Jr., Romo Odunze, and Nabers, because I just think that one of those three guys are going to be a New York Giant this month, which is exciting. I think Malik Nabers, honestly, after diving in, is the most talented of the three. I even think he's more talented than Marvin Harrison Jr. These guys, man, I'm telling you, are game changers, dude. To your point, like, plug any of those three in, man, and they can instantly impact the game. I'm excited, man, because I truly think that's where the Giants are going to go. And for me, wide receiver is the third biggest need for them.
Yeah, no, that totally makes sense. And it's funny you say that about Nabers, because I've heard that a lot. You know, everyone assumed Marvin Harrison Jr. was going to be wide receiver one, and I think he probably still will be. But Malik Nabers is supposed to be, like, if he's not one, he's 1A. You know what I mean? Yeah. He's supposed to be that guy. And so I'm really excited to see where he ends up. But, yeah, I'm with you. Obviously, I'm in lockstep about the Giants' need for wide receiver. Hopefully they end up with one of those guys. This draft could go, like, side note, the draft could go so many ways. So intrigued to see how this all plays itself out.
100%.
I think I'm going to surprise you with my four.
Okay. But
I think you're going to understand where I'm coming from. I might surprise you even with four and five, but let me stay here in the moment. Number four, I have tight end.
Oh, okay.
And the reason why I have tight end is, I mean, obviously Darren Waller is going through his, am I retiring? Am I not? By the way, Darren, by any chance, if you're a listener, you should probably call the ball here, because we have 3 weeks until the draft. And really use knowing what you're up to.
Yeah.
But that aside, so Darren Waller contemplating retirement, Daniel Bellinger, a guy who has been productive in spurts, to me is a high end backup, but not really necessarily like a true game changer at tight end. Again, good blocker, like pretty sure hands, but not somebody who your defenses are really like worried about. Giants signed two tight ends this offseason. Both, again, more so depth guys, high-end blockers, who I think will make a big impact for the Giants run game this year. I don't discount the fact that they'll be positive contributions to the Giants, but I just don't think that either of them are like true difference makers. I think that for the Giants offense to function at a high level, particularly this year, they could really use a true weapon at tight end. I think this is, again, a little bit of bias for me, because I think tight end is one of the biggest difference-making positions for offense in football.
Yep.
But I really think that the Giants, especially with Darren Waller being so up in the air, could really use a true like weapon at tight end. And I think that that's another area where they've dedicated resources to it. So I feel comfortable with the depth, but just not the high-end talent, you know? And so that would be my number four need, for sure.
Dude, that surprised me, but I do agree. Tight end is a massive need. Like, tight ends are quarterback's best friends. It's only going to help Daniel Jones. And especially, like, something to think about, too. Like, if we do draft a rookie this season or next season, like, we go and, you know, trade for a quarterback, right, or draft a quarterback, he needs a good tight end, because rookie quarterbacks, as we know, rely heavily on their tight end. Darren Waller, man, like, to your point too about him, like, 100% is going to let us know, like, he's also making $17 million. So, like, he's, you know, not making the league minimum. He's fucking taking a lot of money. So it'd be nice to know what he's doing. Also, I think a player that's questioning retirement, I don't know obviously what he's going through personally or anything like that, but if he's questioning his retirement and the grind of it, I don't think he's all in, man. I just don't. And that's fair, right? It's a very demanding sport. As we know, it's a long season. So if he's not all in, that's fine, man. Like, take your retirement. You've had a nice career, but like, we got to move on then. And we've always had good tight ends, dude. Look at our teams when we were successful. Jeremy Shockey, Bear Pasco, Jake Ballard, like some of the names that come to mind, like
Kevin Boss,
Kevin Boss, another great one. When we were successful many, many, many years ago, we've always had great tight ends. So 100%, man, I agree with you. I've kind of combined four and five. I've kind of just put cornerback and safety, right? You've talked about it.
Yep.
We really have one true known commodity in that secondary with Deontay Banks. Also with Shane Bowen too. Shane Bowen's great at stopping the run, but we've also like called into question his pass blocking ability. He was 26th in tight end in defending the pass. So I have a little bit of concern there. Obviously, it's the NFL. It's the 20, 2024. They're throwing the ball 50 times a game. It's great that we stop the run, but we also have to be able to defend the pass. And there's just a lot of question marks, man. We don't have a cornerback two. Our safeties are, I don't want to say they're not starters, but they're not like legit, you know, that true number one safety. So I have concerns. So I put corner and safety as my 4 and 5.
Yeah, no, that makes sense. You know, I agree with you. I put it as number one. So
Yeah.
I'm 100%. I do think that area needs to be addressed. There needs to be just an infusion of talent in that secondary. Again, there's a lot of guys there who you're like, okay, he can step in and play if he needs to, but not necessarily that you really see as true, like lockdown, game changing types of defenders, you know? I'm going to surprise you again at five, and I'm glad that our lists turned out different because I was curious to see like how you kind of were going through this thought process. And also, this would have been a boring conversation if we just had 1 through 5.
Yeah, we agree on everything.
Yeah. Hey guys, new episode. Joe and Sean are just agree in
Yeah.
totality on everything. Talk to you next week.
We actually worked together on a list.
At number five, I have running back.
I knew you were gonna say that.
Yep.
Talk to me, man. Why? Why?
I have running back at five, and I'll tell you why. So you'll notice that one, I left offensive line completely off the list, and I also left defensive line off the list. And I promise you that I put a lot of thought into this because I actually went through and thought about every defensive lineman was on the team and every offensive lineman, and then the running back position, right? And I agree that the Giants' offensive line is still an area of concern, and I do believe that the Giants could use more defensive line depth. You know, especially with the Giants playing, they'll be playing probably, even regardless of whether they play 4-3 or 3-4, it's really just are Kayvon and Brian going to have their hands in the ground or not. But if they play a 3-4, they'll have Dexter Lawrence, Jordan Riley, and either DJ Davidson or Nacho on the field as a starting three with Burns and Kayvon on the
Yeah.
outside, right? To play a 4-3, you bump one of those interior defensive linemen out, Kayvon and Brian put their hands in the
I
ground.
think that's what they're going to do too. I think they're going to go that 4-3.
Well, then you're going to need a new inside linebacker. Maybe Darian Bevers lines up with Micah and Bobby Okereke. But you still would need depth if you're going to run the 4-3 on the interior defensive line. And you still need depth on the edge, right? Because most good teams on the NFL have pass rushers that they can rotate. You know, the Giants will have Brian Burns and Kayvon, and then they'll have Azeez Ojulari behind that. But and again, Azeez Ojulari is a guy we're like inconsistent on, and then that's really it. There's not a lot of again proven commodities behind that. To me, running back is another area where it's pretty much just question marks across the board, right? I mean, you have Eric Gray, who I mean, I think we've watched him drop two punts and carry the ball once.
Yep.
We have Gary Brightwell, who I think is pretty much just a special teams gunner. Again, I don't even remember him ever carrying the ball. I know that he has. And then Devin Singletary. And Devin Singletary is a guy who has been another consistently productive person, but not a high-level talent, right? And I do think that it's one, especially if the Giants draft a rookie quarterback, but even if they don't, they need someone at the position who can be a difference maker, and is just going to be able to be a quarterback's best friend, catch the ball out of the backfield. It's an area to me where the ceiling is the lowest, right?
Right.
I think that the Giants could really use someone at that position who, again, is just like a threat to take the ball the distance, a threat to make those types of game-changing plays. And I just think it's an area where, again, the least amount of resources have been devoted thus far, and so could use the most attention in this upcoming draft.
Yeah. I mean, dude, when it comes to the New York Giants, and I know every team is going to say this, or every fan of teams will say this, but like, as Giant fans, we can truly, truly say, there are needs everywhere. We don't have, like, I mean, really,
Yeah.
like, I don't want to be like the negative guy here, but like, tell me a position group you feel great about. Yeah, we have some edge rushers that I feel good about. Yeah, we have some interior linebackers that I feel good about. But like, is there a true position where you're like, don't even need it, we'll just move on?
If the Giants play a 3-4 and you lump the linebackers into one group, like and so, because now they call them like edge players, whatever. But if you're just talking about classic football terms, and then the Giants play a 3-4, and you have Okereke, McFadden, Kayvon, and Brian Burns as the four, quote, linebackers, then I would say linebacker I feel comfortable with.
Yeah. I mean,
but my... I just had to go through leaps and bounds to even make that argument. So,
yeah.
So,
when it comes to defense,
the short answer is no. No, there's no position.
I like certain defenses based on like level, like I like a separate defense for high school level versus college. For the NFL, man, I think my favorite is like the 4-2-5. Like we just don't have the secondary, man, to have five guys back there. Like I just I don't want to play with three safeties and two corners because who are my three safeties and two corners? The reason I think we're going to have another linebacker is just because Shane Bowen's going to make an emphasis to stop the run. So that's why I think that we're going to go there, man. But like to your point and like back to like your running back pick is we can really like this list can you can put any position in this list of five.
Yeah.
And to your point, like, yeah, we have Singletary who I feel good about, but like Eric Gray, man, he's one of those people that like I don't feel great about. Like, we saw him last year make a ton of mistakes and I don't think Dave will trust him. So we could definitely use another running back, a gritty guy who's just going to, you know, on a rookie deal, especially. I would not be surprised if we use like one of our later picks on a running back. But yeah, we can, to your point, we can definitely use some help there as well.
And not just help, but I think speed. I think that's an area, a position where the Giants could really use some speed specifically. So I'm looking, I like that kid Brooks from Texas. He obviously tore his ACL through the end of the year. But I'm looking. If I could draw it all up for the Giants' upcoming draft, I would take a running back with some serious, serious speed, a home run type of threat player. But like you said, there's need everywhere. So they pretty much can't go wrong with any pick.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunately. But only time will tell, man. Only time will tell. We are going to, as we get closer to the draft, we're 100% going to be doing an episode on our mock drafts and what we think is going to happen or what we're hoping necessarily to happen. But I just hope that we don't reach, man. And I hope that, you know, we don't freak out. I hope Joe Shane understands that not all of these needs are going to get plugged this offseason, man. But like, as we know, we just got to keep grinding, man. One day at a time, get the right guys in this room.
That's it, dude. All right. So real quick, leave me with something positive about the Giants. Now that we went through and talked about all their needs, leave me with just a positive. What's something you feel good about the Giants?
I feel good defensively. I do. I think, you know, we do need some help in the secondary, but I feel good about our front seven. I really do. I think Brian Burns is a great addition. I think Dexter Lawrence is the best nose tackle in football. Kayvon's going to continue to grow. I'm going to say this too. I'll make a prediction. Kayvon's a Pro Bowler this year. Kayvon is 100% going to the Pro Bowl this year. Kayvon's going to have a great year. I like our front seven. Now, this is going to sound like I'm kind of like contradicting myself. I want to say I like the O-line. I want to say I like what Joe Shane has done. I really, really do. Because
you're intrigued by the new boys.
So sick. I am. I am for now. Ask me in September. I might have a different answer for you.
That's fair. I
finally think that we are actually getting the right – because we've always put resources into the defensive line and the offensive line, linebackers. We've dedicated resources to those positions. They have not worked. I do feel good finally about the guys we've brought in. Time will tell. But I will say, I like the direction we're going in the trenches, man. I think Joe Shane's addressing it well. And that's, as you know, man, you win football games in the trenches. So once we nail those, then we can supplement and go get that awesome wide receiver. Then we can go get the quarterback of our dreams. But it starts in the trenches, and I do like the direction that we're headed in.
Nice. All right. Hell yeah. I like that. I like that a lot. And you're 100% right. It all starts in the trenches, man. Games are won or lost on line of scrimmage. I'm going to say I feel good about, honestly, the Giants' potential run game this year. And like we just said, I obviously, you know, would love to see another game changer at running back. But I do think that the Giants' run game has potential to be good because the additions of on the offensive line, the additions of those two run-blocking tight ends, I think the Giants are going to really put an emphasis this year on running the football. And I think there's a chance that we see a competent, cohesive offensive attack on the ground. And you know, I'm excited for it. I there's obviously still a lot of pieces to figure out, but I do think that the Giants have the potential this year to really be a much better run blocking team than they have been in the past. And that's exciting to me for sure.
100%, dude. It reminds me of the days of Ahmad Bradshaw and Brandon Jacobs, dude. I would kill to have those guys back. A good, nothing better than a great running game. There's nothing. When you're running all over a team, I think that's just like the most dominant thing you can do in football. Like,
yeah,
it's one thing to like
100%.
burn somebody on like a 70-yard bomb, right? And you're throwing all over, but to truly run the ball down somebody's throat, like,
It's soul crushing.
It's football, man. It's football at its core. And I love it, dude. And I really hope you're right. I really, really do.
Yeah, me too, man.
That's all the time we got though for today, brother. Great episode. You know, like we said, let's go Giants. Let's just keep addressing the needs that we, you know, this team needs. Addressing the needs that this team needs. Yes. That was right. And like I said, for all those that are listening, we are going to do a mock draft episode, and we will be live doing a live like episode during the draft as well. So there's a lot to look forward to.
Yeah, absolutely. And stay safe in case there's any more earthquakes, and let's go Giants.
Let's go Giants. Yeah, maybe you'll hear this one.
Yeah, see, I gotta get my head out of the clouds.
All right. Take care, brother.